Here we go. Happy Pajama Christmas Party Eve, everybody. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Thursday, December 19th. It's Dave. It's the clips. It's everything. Worth hearing again from today's morning show. We started out by chiseling out, at least I did, up in the great white north of Quakertown. It's unbelievable how different the landscape is from when I wake up to where I end up after my morning commute. Today was no exception. We found out Reddit is filled with some interesting facts. Subway sing-alongs are happening in New York City. Song Stories featured Radar Love today. We found out who the top YouTube stars were for 2019 and got super depressed. And comedian Bobby Kelly joined us. Always a fun time talking to the creep with kids. His phrase, not ours. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
-18 degrees outside, and it seems I only had flurries at my house. There was barely enough snow to cover the car. What was it like at your house, Steve?
Windy and like a snow squall. I was driving, right. when it hit. Really couldn't see much.
Right, but yeah. It lasted no time at all. I mean,
probably for me about 40 minutes, maybe.
Yeah,
it laid a little bit on the street,
too. Yeah, I mean, you know, very level. We had a little in the driveway, a little on the car, but the car wasn't completely covered. Dave, on the other hand, in the Great White North... Right,
I live in Siberia.
Right,
it's official.
I mean, it's only Quakertown. You would think that it would be how drastic a change could possibly be.
We looked up the elevation change yesterday.
Right.
It's 600 feet above sea level, as opposed to 39 here in Philly.
Right.
So I am on a mountaintop. We had to cancel dinner last night. We were on our way out.
Really?
Everyone starts texting. Holy crap! The city is at a standstill. I went out and did like the road test. You know, you do the little shimmy
to see,
and I slid about 6 yards.
Wow.
It's like a quarterback slide. I was like, dinner's canceled.
Imagine if you had tread on those tires.
Yeah, right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
Sometime during the course of the show this morning, more of those Star Wars tickets for Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. It's a prize pack and a pair of Fandango tickets for the movie, and they're good for the run of the film. And I'm going to assume, I'm assuming that the movie is actually opening like tonight at midnight. They tend to do that, or 10 o'clock or something like that.
Everybody dresses up.
Right. Well, dresses up, bundles up, because you know all across America there are knuckleheads who have been camped outside, you know, for days now to see this film, because it's not going to be any different if you see it on Thursday of next week.
Just dress like you're on that... Winter planet.
That winter
is
planet.
It Hoth? Is it Hoth?
I hate knowing that.
Right. I don't even know if that's right.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Tatooine.
No.
Let's just spoil it for all the nerds
Tatooine.
Out there.
It's not Tatooine. Tatooine is a desert planet. But listen, you know, every Monday morning we give you your random facts. And a lot of times, you know, any of the random facts we give you are facts that we've researched. But let's face it, when it comes to the internet, everything needs to be taken with a grain of salt. So when a thread pops up on someplace like Reddit about, you know, mind-blowing facts you've never heard, right, you're not going to believe them because they're being put in by you know, people on the internet.
By Redditors.
Well, there's this fact-checking site called Life Hackers who goes through stuff to see if it's kind of like, what's the one with the mugshots on it all the time? Smoking Gun.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, right, you know, so they just check facts. And they went through a bunch of stuff that was in this Reddit article, and some of it is truly amazing. All right, listen to this. When you get a kidney transplant, they usually just leave the original kidney in your body and just put a third kidney in by your pelvis.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah, all right.
That's crazy.
There are roughly, now this one you probably knew, there are roughly 200 corpses on Mount Everest.
Yeah,
all right?
I knew that.
And they're used as markers and waypoints on how to go up the mountain.
Oh, there's Rick. We're almost there.
Yeah, right. We got to make a left at Rick, and then you go straight to Charlie. All right. If you made $5,000 a day since Columbus first stepped in America, you still wouldn't have $1 billion by today.
Yeah, when you break down billions, it gets crazy.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. The first professional recording by John Bon Jovi that was ever released was a song called R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Wow. Still relevant.
Which I believe was the B-side to... what do you get a Wookiee when he already has a comb?
Right? I want to hear that.
Right? George Washington never knew dinosaurs existed.
What?
Well, anyone from that time,
yeah,
really.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Yeah. This one, you better get, you're going to go with a shock over this one, Steve. All right. Redheads typically need more anesthesia than people with a different hair color.
Wow. Why?
I don't have the answers to these. I just have the facts.
Well, get me that answer. Get back to me.
All right.
You have 2 hours.
All right. Cows have best friends.
I did know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did know that, yes.
Cows have best friends and get lonely if they're separated.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, I'm vegan.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
Shaq hit almost 12,000 baskets in his career, and exactly one of them was a three-pointer.
I didn't even know he had a three-pointer.
Yeah, one.
I thought you were going to say free throw.
Elephants can control their hootie-hoo just like they can their trunk. Yeah. Like it was a second
get
trunk.
Out.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I can do that. I can turn pages in.
Sure you can, pal.
Next
right.
Fact, please.
Yeah.
The CEO of the Food for the Poor, the largest international relief and development organization, his name is Robin Mahfood.
Stop.
Come on.
White children. Oh, no. While children of identical. Not white children.
Racist.
While children of identical twins are legally first cousins, genetically, they're half siblings.
Just the whites.
Just the white ones. That's right.
Just albinos.
And the letter J wasn't invented until 1630.
What?
Right? So I can't. My past lives only go up to 1631.
People called him Isis.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
I realize that the audio on this isn't the greatest that you've ever heard, but okay. I have to admit, this is a quality of New York that I actually like. Because you've got enough crazy, loose people up there that are willing to go through something like this. And let me put it this way. This doesn't sound all that much different than Kyle did yesterday singing Oh Holy Night.
Yikes.
But commuters on both sides, this is Penn Station. This is the Penn subway station, not Penn Station itself, but the Penn subway station. And there are people on both sides of track, you know, one inbound, one outbound.
Right.
And someone on one side starts singing All I Want for Christmas Is You. And then the other side starts responding and they start switching.
I just want to fall my own.
I've got video of this, Dave, if you want to post it.
That's right? Cool.
But they sang the entire song. So I was like, okay. That's how long a train takes to come to the Penn Station.
How many people do you think they needed to have planted on each side to start it?
You think?
You're not buying it? You don't think it was organic?
There's got to be a plant or two on each side to start.
But you always have somebody, and especially in New York City subways, you always have someone who is a busker of some kind. So it could have just been a busker on one side.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then someone on the other side. So
it just hit number one for the first time in 25 years.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, what the hell? Let's go into it. Because you know, we're the one people who won't have to pay Mariah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by A Better Financial Plan. Looking for double-digit returns? Look no further. abetterfinancialplan.com. Golden Earring. All right. And to be exact, Barry Hay, who was the singer in Golden Earring, had heard that U.S. Olympic swimming legend Mark Spitz and the band's big hit, A Radar Love, went hand in hand. That he would listen to it all the time. He was training. He was listening to it when he was in the pool. Not when he was in the pool, but he was singing it to himself when he was in the pool. We've got our doubts about this because Spitz retired from competitive swimming with his 7 gold medals in 1972 during the Munich Olympics, okay. Right? And Radar Love wasn't released until 1973.
Maybe it was Twilight Zone.
Maybe it was Twilight Zone. It's possible, right? But here's what Barry Hay had to say about it.
They asked him what he was thinking about while he was swimming, and he said every time he was swimming, he was thinking that song. He was playing that song in his head. I thought that was real cute. And I remember when we did that song, we were talking about the lyrics. So we want the lyrics to be as universal as possible. And we also wanted it to be a good song for drivers, a good driving song. So it came out pretty well.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
You want to feel like an underachiever, everybody?
Yep.
Sure. Okay. I do every day anyway.
They put out the top three YouTube posters, you know, as far as the money that they make off of their YouTube views.
Influencers, John.
Well, no, these aren't really influencers in this case, all right? But all right, the one who came in as the highest paid star on YouTube didn't even start wiping his own butt until the fourth season of Game of Thrones. Have you ever seen this kid, Ryan Kaji?
I have not.
He's an 18-year-old guy. He's an 8-year-old kid. He's got a YouTube site called Ryan's World, and he raked in 2019 over $26 million.
Get out.
What does he do? What's his gimmick?
Right. He unpacks.
Oh, I know who this kid is. He's got a show on.
He unboxes toys and says if they're cool or not.
Yeah, he's got a show now on the Nick Jr.
Oh, really?
It's Ryan's Mystery Playdate, and it's horrendous. It is the worst thing I've ever seen. I think his parents are on the show with him. It doesn't matter. It's not him that's
gonna
the worst
be a YouTube
part about
dad.
It. He's an 8-year-old. That's fine. His parents suck at acting.
Well, his parents suck in general, obviously, if they're fostering a YouTube star.
Garbage right. show. Steven right. wants to watch it. I say,
he
has watch
23 million subscribers.
Good for him.
Wow.
All right. Show right. sucks. Second biggest channel was Dude Perfect. Those guys.
Yeah, okay.
All right, those guys. They
crazy,
took in,
like, basketball
they,
shots.
Right, and, all that stuff, right? They took in $20 million, and coming in third, I have a hard time saying this one's name.
Pootie Pie.
Right. Not far off. All right. Anastasia Kaczynskaya. Right. Doesn't say what she does, but she came in third. She's 5 years old.
I was going to say, is she even younger?
And earned $18 million.
Wow.
Probably spent it all on vodka. So sad. So sad.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
He will be at Punchline Philadelphia on Monday, December 30th, and then New Year's Eve. He's there for two shows, one at 7:30 and the 10 o'clock countdown show. Tickets available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Bobby Kelly. Hiya, Bobby.
That's right. I'm at the Premier Philly Comedy Club.
Thank you. I'm just sort of curious. Now, when you do a countdown comedy show, like, are you, like, you know, in the middle of a story? Well, there I am with Maximus, and he's looking at me, and the next thing, 10, 9.
I hope not. I mean, usually I wrap up around 10 minutes before that.
Uh-huh.
Then the host comes up. I'll be up on stage with that person, with the other comedians. And then we all pretend like we know the words to that song.
Whatever. When you think of those words, should all the old acquaintance be forgot? Well, wait a second. I like remembering my old acquaintances.
Yeah, my dad died last year. What am I supposed to forget about him?
So let me get this straight. This show is so important to you that in the middle of a Aruba vacation, you called in to us.
I am right now on my balcony, literally steps from the sand, looking at a probably 63-year-old lady trying to get up on a paddleboard in the ocean. She's on her knees right now. The cellulite on the back of her legs is mind-boggling. And she's wobbling. She's trying to get up. I could watch this all day long. Fat people trying to paddleboard should be a TV show.
Now, is the whole family with you?
I got Maximus and my wife. Yeah. Well, you know what's so funny? The guys offered me to come down here by myself. But my wife, she there's no way it's happening.
Right, right.
She won't let it happen. Okay? And here's the thing. I spend all year long working my butt off. And then I'm doing shows down here to pay for everything. I'm in this room, this luxury room. I have to sleep on a pull-out sofa. And she makes me wear my snore guard. It's like prison. I'm like a prisoner. I'm just sitting there on a pull-out sofa with one pillow.
Is this Max's first year at a beach?
No, he's been coming here every year since he was a baby. I've been taking him here. I've been coming to Aruba for 20 years. I have my wife to marry me here around 14 years ago. But here's the thing, is I came down here, I had the ring.
Right.
I was going to put it in a seashell. I put it in a seashell with an elastic, and I saw this old couple snorkeling near the shell. I could just imagine this old lady finding the shell. Henry, look what I found. I found a ring in the shell. And have to fight some old lady for my ring back. Then I rented horseback riding at sunset.
Right.
I was about to pull the ring out and ask her to marry me right here in Aruba. And then her horse started flipping out and started bucking her. So I put the ring back in my pocket because I didn't want to put the ring on her finger. The horse bucks her. She snaps her neck.
Right.
Then I got to run over there and get that ring off her finger before anybody sees it. I'm not going to push her around Walmart for the rest of my days.
Now, what's this show that you're doing with Florentine and Voss? What, Creeps with Kids?
I mean, in hindsight, it might be a bad name for a show.
That is a great name for a show.
Only if you're performing in Penn State.
I was at Bennington has a great joke. He like, it's great that there is some guy sitting here frustrated going, all right, enough with the creeps. Where's all the kids?
I don't see you as a creep with a kid. You're a funny dad, right? Florentine and Voss, now they're a creeps with kids.
Yeah, it's so funny. They let their kids swear.
Uh-huh.
I don't do that. I don't mind being a creep. I just don't want to raise a creep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. All right.
And I'm definitely a creep. I mean, if you saw my Google history, you'd probably change your mind. I was a kid. Porn was everywhere. Like, I remember my uncle had porn under his bed, a magazine, and I remember getting it and calling the 900 numbers in the back, and these women would talk crazy to me. And I remember he actually got his phone bill, and he came up, and he was screaming at me in the kitchen. And my grandmother walked in. She's like, what's going on here? I go, tell her. And he was like, nothing. He had to take the hit. I actually went and called the numbers again. He still had to pay for them. It was like being in the mob at like 9. It was great.
Well, Bobby Kelly is appearing on the December 30th for one show at 7:30. And then Tuesday night, New Year's Eve, is a 7:30 show and a 10 o'clock countdown show. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Before you go, did the old lady get up on the board yet?
I think she's dead. I don't see her. Listen to me. I'm not kidding you. The board is around 50 feet away from her. She just let the board go. Oh, now some young Arubian dude has to swim out and get the board in the middle of the ocean. This two-ton taxi just let it go.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.